What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Well, we have the stock market that's hot. The Chinese government's pumping a ton of money in their economy. I think I even noticed something last night. They cut rates and are making loans easily available to people and businesses affected by this virus. So all eyes on the virus, but you'd think it's really hurting the world economies with all the flights canceled and travel not happening. But you look at the markets, and it's powering right through. So stock markets are on the high.
It's pretty amazing. As you mentioned, all eyes on China, not only with the coronavirus, but we're also looking at that Phase 1 trade agreement now officially in place.
Hoping to see some purchases for Phase 1 deal, but you know, obviously hope can't be your business or marketing plan. So China and the United States have a deal. We'll see if they hold up to their end. They have lots of time to buy this stuff. They have lots of different things they can buy. Folks listening to this broadcast would hope that they buy their corn and beans and wheat, cattle and pork and all that good stuff. But we'll see. Time will tell on that Phase 1 deal.
Think we'll learn more with the USDA Ag Outlook Conference this week?
A little bit. They always give some insight. But until they physically buy our product, we're just sitting here hoping and waiting. We have the product. They need it. China's going to do anything they can to stimulate their economy. I imagine providing high-quality food would be one of the items.
What about interest rates? That's got to be one of the stories we're still looking at.
Yeah, the bonds are up again today, and interest rates are at almost historic lows. Last week, the Greek 10-year bond went below 1%, and anyone who knows what happened in Europe 5-6 years ago, we had bond rates at 6 and 7% on the 10-year. So European rates hitting record lows. Some countries have negative rates. Rates in America are at very low prices, should keep the housing market going and make it money accessible to farmers.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.